meet the instruments of a symphony. Some are large and some are small, they all sound differently. But when you put them all together, they play harmoniously. All these separate instruments make up a symphony. Instruments are divided into four families. Each group of instruments is different and unique. The woodwind family instruments are tubes players blow air through, with mouthpieces, reeds, or holes to blow over and buttons to push through.
Hi! Welcome to our musical series, Meet the Instruments, where we'll get to meet and hear a new musical instrument every episode. I'm Vincent, the little purple cyclops from the Nerks. We Nerks are a bunch of diverse, quirky creatures that all have one thing in common. We love music. Each of us Nerks has teamed up with a professional musician that has agreed to teach us all about their musical instrument. And we each get to play a fun duet with our teacher at the end of each episode. At the end of the series, we'll all come together, professional musicians and Nerks, to perform an exciting orchestral piece with all of the instruments playing together. It's going to be so much fun. Are you ready to meet some instruments? Let's go. In our last episode, we met the fabulous flute.
Today, we are continuing with the woodwind section of the orchestra. We will be learning about the clarinet and bass clarinet.
This is my pal, Mo the Mummy's favorite instrument. Let's meet our guests.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Vincent. This is Sean Kelleher, a fabulous clarinetist and bass clarinetist and my teacher.
Hi, Sean. Welcome to Meet the Instruments.
Hey, Vincent. How are you?
I'm great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
So, Sean, can you tell us how you got started on the clarinet?
Sure, Vincent. I actually started on the violin and picked up the clarinet when I was in seventh grade. I was in the orchestra, and there was only one clarinet player in the orchestra, and I felt bad that she was all by herself. So I decided to check out a clarinet and a fingering chart, and I taught myself the clarinet so that she wouldn't have to be by herself.
That's awesome!
Yeah, I'm still friends with that person, too.
Cool. So, Sean, what exactly is a clarinet?
Vincent, this is a clarinet. It is a long cylinder with a little bit of flare at the end. It's got holes and keys.
It's about 26 inches long, is a dark color with shiny silver keys.
What's a clarinet made out of?
This one is made out of wood, but they are also made out of plastic and resins mixed with the wood.
How do you make a sound on a clarinet?
Oh, Vincent, the clarinet is a single reed instrument. This is a reed. It's basically a little piece of wood.
Ooh, so I can make a sound with that thin little 2.5-inch piece of wood? Let me try.
I must be doing something wrong, Sean. I'm not getting a sound at all.
So you're missing a couple things.
Oh.
You need that little piece of wood, the reed, and you need a mouthpiece, and ligature, which holds the reed to the mouthpiece.
Oh, so you attach the reed to the mouthpiece using the little silver thing with the screws called a ligature.
Then it's all set to go. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Well, not exactly. You see, it's just the mouthpiece.
So how do you actually play the clarinet?
Well, you want to sit up nice and straight and hold the horn in front of you. And
so as you lift your fingers, the pitch changes and the notes get higher and lower?
Exactly.
Cool. Sean, will you play Vincent that really cool Gershwin clarinet solo?
Sure, Mo. You mean the opening solo to Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
so totally awesome, Sean.
No, I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. How do you do that smeary thing?
The smeary thing you do is you just slowly slide your fingers off the key.
So cool. So, Sean, I gotta know, what's that big instrument sitting next to you there?
Oh, this here, Vincent? This is a bass clarinet.
Wow, it looks so cool.
It's about twice the length of the clarinet, and the bell curves up at the bottom. And it has a peg at the bottom so I can rest on the ground because it's so big.
What does bass clarinet mean?
Well, bass clarinet means, it, as you can see, it's much bigger than a clarinet. In fact, it's twice as long as this clarinet. So the sounds that come out are much lower. Like a person that has a very low, deep speaking voice, the clarinet is the lower tone.
So because it's bigger and has a longer tube, it sounds lower than your regular clarinet?
That's right.
Cool. Would you please play something on it?
Sure.
Sean, play Row, Row, Row Your Boat!
Wow, that's one big boat, Sean.
It certainly is. I think it just sunk.
So there's the bass clarinet and the regular clarinet. Are there any other types of clarinets?
Oh, there's a whole family of clarinets, Vincent. This is the B-flat clarinet. There's also an A clarinet, which is just a little bit longer than a B-flat clarinet. And then, one of my favorites of all the clarinets that I like to call the baby clarinet, the E-flat clarinet.
It's a lot shorter than the regular clarinet. So cute.
Wow, that goes really high.
Hey, Mo. Do you want to show Vincent what we've been working on?
Yeah, let's play our duet.
Just a little bit of practice and dedication, you are going to be a great clarinet player. Very proud of you.
Wow! Thanks, Sean!
Very welcome.
Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Sean. We'll see you at the big concert. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Meet the Instruments. Join us next time to meet the oh-so-amazing oboe. We'll see you soon. Bye!
Clarinet is the best instrument in the orchestra, I think, just because it has such a great wide range of sound.
Meet the Instruments is brought to you by the NERCS and Portland Columbia Symphony, funded in part by the Utzon Foundation, On Point Community Credit Union, and the generous donors of Portland Columbia Symphony. Created by Nicole Buetti, starring Sean Kelleher, Mo Mummy, and me, Vincent. Original music composed by Nicole Buetti. To learn more, visit thenerks.com and pcsymphony.org. Copyright January 2021 goes to 11 Media. All rights reserved.
Thank you. This is ICANN, KQAC, HD2, Portland, 89.9, KQOC, HD2, Glen Eden Beach, 88.1, KSLC, HD2, McMinnville, 90.3, KQHR, HD2, The Dalles and Hood River, 88.1, K239BP, Flynn Corvallis, and K242AX, The Dalles.